My daughter dared me to do that, okay? So that was just between me and my daughter. Was that irreverent? That's all right. I thought it was funny, so yeah. Amen. Well, good morning and welcome to our Easter Sunday morning service. Today is a celebration. As you can see, it's a party up in here. It's a celebration of the event that changed everything in the world. Everything in the world got changed and turned upside down, as you just heard, because of the resurrection of Jesus. And today we're going to reflect on it. We're going to reflect on his power, because you see, the resurrection of Jesus is power that does not only change the past. Yes, it is an event that happened 2,000 some years ago, but the power of the resurrection not only changed the past, but it changes your present and will forever change your future. And so resurrection power is something that is continually at work here and now. And that's what we're going to talk about this morning. The Bible tells us that because of the resurrection of Jesus, every person who receives Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior now has the power of God within them. What? The power of God within me? Chew on that for a little while. Now, this is not a superhuman power where we can lift cars and I can shoot lasers out of my eyeballs. That'd be awesome, right? Be able to see through a wall or fly. It's not those kind of powers. But this is a power that supersedes all of that. It's a power that changes things that are headed for decay and death and transforms them into life. All that is destined for death and decay, God says, I'm going to turn the tide and I'm going to bring life to those things. That's this power. That's this power that resides within you. In the New Testament, there's an Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul was a guy who would persecute Christians, and he would round them up and send them to jail, have them killed, and all this stuff. And even he had this incredible encounter with Jesus one day. And he talks about how he writes about how important it is for him to live by the power of the resurrection. He writes to the church in Philippi in chapter 3 of Philippians 10. And in Philippians 3, he says, I want to know Christ. More than anything, I want to know the power of his resurrection. I want to know the power of his resurrection. This was the goal of Paul's life, to know Jesus and to know the power of his resurrection in everyday life. In everyday life. He's so excited about it that even prays for his friends in the church of Ephesus to receive the same thing, to understand it. Ephesians 1:19, he says this, Paul says, look, guys, I'm praying for you too, that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe in him. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realms. You see, the good news this morning about Easter is not only did Jesus die for your sins and offer you forgiveness today, but that same power that raised him from the dead 2,000 years ago is still active and available to each and every one of you today for everyday life. So what is this resurrection power? It's three things, simple. Ready? To help you remember this. Resurrection power cancels out your past, it changes you in the present, and empowers you for every day of the future. Resurrection power cancels out your past, changes you in the present, and empowers you for every day of the future. So first, we look at, it's the power to cancel out your past. Now, so many of us walk through life with the weight and the heavy burden of past mistakes. Mistakes that you've made and past sins. And many of us seem that we're not able to let go of our past. And I'm guilty of this as well. Sometimes you can't let go of your past. And the result is that not being able to let go of it, and you walk around overwhelmed by regret that your past actually controls your present. And then it dictates your decisions and choices in the future. And so you live in this constant state of regret. And you're continually second-guessing yourself because you're tortured by these painful memories of your past. What I want you to know this morning is that God says you don't have to walk around with a heavy burden this morning. You don't have to walk around with the weight of guilt and regret. You don't have to walk around with the turmoil of painful memories. Why? Because the resurrection of Jesus is the power to cancel out your past. Yes. Cancel it out. Yes. Completely. Listen for a moment at what happens as a result of the resurrection of Jesus. in Colossians chapter 2. Paul says that you and I were once dead in our sins because of our sinful nature was not yet cut away. He says, but then God made us alive with Christ. And for he forgave all our sins, and he, what? Canceled the record of the charges against you. And he took it away by nailing it to the cross. I'm going to say that again. Jesus Christ has done away. He's canceled out the charges against you and I because of sin. He's canceled them out, and he nailed it to the cross once and for all. And so every area of your life, every single moment and area of your life that falls short of the glory of God and his perfect perfection, his holy perfection, has not only been forgiven by the blood of Jesus, but because of the power of the resurrection, your record has been wiped clean. And I understand what you may be thinking right now, because this is where faith comes in, is to believe this. This is something that we all struggle with, doubting that this news is this good, that this is actually true for me. And that's why you believe it in faith. Jesus wipes your slate clean. How many of you remember the Etch-a-Sketch? Brilliant toy, wasn't it? Thing was awesome. You'd take that thing and with those little white knobs, you would just go left and you go right and up and down because it was just, you know, this thing. And everything you made was just kind of like boxy, right? Have you ever seen some of the artwork that some people have done with Etch-a-Sketches, though? It's incredible. It really is incredible. But what did you do? You would start, you would make this creation, and what would you do once you messed up? You flip it, you shake it, and what happens? You got a fresh, clean slate. A fresh, clean slate. I want that image. I want you to take that image and apply it. I want you to take that image and apply it to the record of sins against you. He cancels out your past. Cancels it out. Your sins have been blotted out, wiped out, washed away, eliminated, removed, and deleted. Now, this doesn't mean that Jesus doesn't know about your sin. We all still sin. He is not oblivious to your sin. But what the Bible tells us is that it means that he didn't come to rub your sins in. He came to rub them out. He came to earth not to condemn you, but to change you completely. He didn't come to this earth to scold you. He came to save you and give you brand new life in all of its fullness. That's what Jesus did. John 3:17, for God did not send his son into this world to condemn you, to scold you, to embarrass you, to rub it in. He came to this world to save you and save the world through him. So that means that for those who are in Christ, those who have placed your faith and your trust in this, that what he did on the cross, your record of offense has been eliminated and canceled out. Every sin, every wrong, canceled. Fresh, clean slate. You see, the death of Jesus on the cross was the payment that you and I needed. It was the ransom for our sins, for the sins of all humanity, actually. And it was the ultimate payment, the ultimate ransom. And because of that, he eliminates our debt and cancels it out. Resurrection power cancels out your past. Cancels it out. Cancels it out. Secondly, resurrection power changes you in the present. Well, how does it do that? It gives you a new identity. The resurrection power of Jesus gives you a new identity that you can live with each and every day, and not only live with, but live out each and every day. You know, so many of we live in a culture where we're identified by the things that define us, right? We're in a culture, we're defined by our race, we're defined by our religion, we're defined by the affiliation of political party. We're defined by our gender. We even define our identity in our occupation, in our hobbies, or maybe where we went to school, or what level of education that we have. And some people even have a hidden identity that defines them, and they walk around with this as it shapes their lives and their decisions. An identity, maybe you've got an addiction, or maybe you have a weight issue or a health issue, And maybe you're living with the label of a single-parent family, or you're divorced, or you're poor. These are the labels and the identities that we have in our culture. And there's so much about what we do and so much about what we've done, our successes, our failures, and what other people think of us. The resurrection of Jesus brought with it the power to change all of that. The power to change all of that. And so now you don't have to be defined any longer by these things or even by what others think. Now your identity can be shaped by God's success and what God says you are and who He says you are. That's your identity now. That's what the power of the resurrection established. Now listen to some of the words in the Bible that God describes us now. He calls you friend. Friend of the living God. He calls you blessed. He calls you loved one. He calls you saint. He calls you anointed. He calls you His treasured possession. And my favorite, found in John 1:12. But to all who receive Jesus and who believe in His name, He gives them the right to become children of God. A child of the living God. The child of the living God. And even more than that, it says that He identifies you as His very own. And He says, now you can call me daddy. He literally adopts you into His family. You are a part of the family of God. Literally adopts you because of your faith in what He's done. Adopts you into His family. And He says, now call me daddy and I'm going to call you my child. And every right and privilege that comes from being a child in my family is now extended to you. It's now extended to you. He identifies you as His very own. So you know what this means? It means you can let go of any image of yourself that is not from God. You can right now, today, let go of any image of yourself that is not from God. Because it's only God's word that matters. What He says is the only opinion that matters. And what He says about you, when He looks at you, if you have faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, He sees a child, a treasured possession, a loved one, a blessed one, a saint, an anointed one. This is how God sees you. So you can now stop accepting what other people have said about you. And you can now stop accepting how other people have labeled you. And you can stop accepting how you've labeled yourself. Today you can stop accepting how others have defined you, and you can now start believing what God says about you. And He says that you're His own, that you are His own. You are His child, and He is your Father. You are defined by God, the one who made you. God and God alone. He's the only one that has the right to define you and identify you. And He identifies you as His own. And here's why this is so important, because if you don't know who you are, if you're unsure about who you are, you're vulnerable to what other people say about you. You're vulnerable to what other people telling you you are. And you begin to live that out. And the labels and the identities that people put on you become the label that they've put on you. So if they say it, now I'm starting to believe it and I'm starting to live that out. What if you believed what God says about you? What would take place in your life? What kind of changes and transformation would happen in your life if you started today to believe how God saw you? Truly, truly believed in faith how God saw you. What would change in your life? And so the truth that comes out of Resurrection Sunday is that you become who God says you are. That's the truth that comes out of this day that we're celebrating. By faith, you become who God says you are, based upon what Jesus did for you. So resurrection power cancels out your past. It changes you in the present by giving you a brand new identity to live in and out of every day. And finally, resurrection power is the power that you need every day for the future. It's the power that you need every day for the future. Here's something that I've learned in life in all of my 34 years. And I was telling the first service, I know it doesn't seem like a long time, but there used to be a life expectancy, I'm sure, along the way at some point that was 34 years. And many people, that's a lifetime. So here's what I've learned in my 34 years, as I'm sure all of you can attest to. Life is unpredictable. 1 minute it's a bowl of cherries in the moment, the next moment it's a bowl of worms. 1 minute everything is going just peachy, kind, fiend, got great, and all great. And then the next thing, you are in the middle of turmoil. You're sailing first in the smooth sea of the ocean, and then all of a sudden you're just facing 20-foot waves crashing on your boat. That's life. That's life that we all live. It's full of stress. It's full of heartache. It's full of setbacks and disappointments. It's full of trials and it's full of tragedies. How in the world can any of us face these kind of twists and turns in life? How can any of us? You ready for the answer? It's the power of a risen Christ. It's the power of a risen Christ in your life that sustains you and empowers you through the Holy Spirit. That's how you face. That's how you face it. Regardless of what happens to you, whatever difficulties you may face, whatever curveball life may throw at you, resurrection power gives you the ability to stand in there and face it. Why? Because you now have a hope that holds your anchor, is your anchor for life, an unwavering hope that provides you with peace in the middle of turmoil, provides you with joy in the midst of discouragement, provides you with strength in the midst of your weakness. That is resurrection power that lives in and through you through the Holy Spirit of God. Listen to what Apostle Paul says in Romans 8:11. He says, "The Spirit of God, who raised Christ Jesus from the dead, now lives in you. And just as God raised Christ from the dead, He will give life to your mortal bodies by the same Spirit living within you." The same Spirit living within you. So that means that the Holy Spirit of God, the one who was involved in the creation of this world, participated in the creation of humanity and everything you can see, the one who raised Jesus Christ from the dead, is now available and given to you for everyday life. I want to encourage you today. I want to encourage you today to take that away and really dwell on that this week and reflect on that. Say, God, what does this mean? You've given me your Holy Spirit, the same power that raised Christ from the dead now lives in me. God, I ask you to illuminate that to my heart. Make it known. Shine a light on what that means. God, this is beyond me. It's beyond my understanding. It's beyond my comprehension. So God, I'm asking you, if this is true, would you make it known to me? Make it known to me. May I see it for myself? I challenge you with that. The power of the Holy Spirit in your life gives you peace, strength, joy, and hope. Gives you the power to face every issue head on. Because this is the power that changes situations forever. This is the power that changes situations forever. And so I want to ask you this morning, where in your life, what area of your life do you need to see the resurrection power of God evident? What area of your life do you need to see the resurrection power evident? Anthony, if I could invite you and the worship team on to come on up, please, and just begin to play that song that we're going to close with. I want you all to know this morning that we serve a resurrected Savior. And we worship a resurrected Savior. And He's still operating in resurrection power. Resurrection power is not something that just changed something in the past. It cancels out your past. It changes you in the present. It empowers you every day for the future. It is the power to change your life. It is the power to change any situation you may be facing in life right now. And just reflect on that for a moment. What area of my life do I need to see the impossible happen? What area of my life do I need to see God's resurrection power happen? Where do I need to see hope in the midst of hopelessness? Where? In what area? And you identify that question. I think some of you here today are desperate to make a change in your life. I'm desperate for changes in my life. There's areas of my life I've just presented this message to the Lord as I've been preparing on it. And you say, God, here's this area of my life, and here's this area of my life, and here's this area of my life. I need to see your resurrection power evident in this area, because I can't do it in my own strength. And you may be thinking, I don't have the power to change. I don't have the power to change my attitude. I don't have the power to change my outlook on life. I don't know. I have the strength to continue on in my marriage. I don't know if I have the ability and the power to break this addiction. I don't know if I can truly forgive this person who's hurt me. I don't know if I have the power to live this life that Jesus wants me to live. And I just don't know if I have the power to change my life like this. You want to hear some great news? The best news you're going to hear all day? You can't. You don't have the power. You don't have the power to do diddly squat. And that's why you need a Savior. That's why I need a Savior. You don't have the power to change anything, but He has the power to change and transform everything. Everything. You can't do it alone. You can't do it in your own strength. Did you know? You were created. You were made. You were designed by God to depend on Him 100% for everything. You were designed, you were created. And what the death and the resurrection of Jesus did is that it restored everything back to that. We had been lost and estranged from God because of our sin. The Bible says we were at enmity with Him. We were enemies of Him. But because of what Jesus did on the cross, and He shed His blood for you, and He was raised again on that third day, back to life, everything was restored. And now you can be in the presence of the Almighty God, where He identifies you as His child. And He says, come and be with me every single day, and I'm going to be your father. I'm going to help you through everything. I'm going to guide you through life. I'm going to be everything that you need me to be. I'm going to provide for you. I'm going to guide you. There's going to be times I'm going to have to correct you because I love you. The resurrection changed everything. It restored everything. You and I were made to depend on Jesus for everything. Do not go through this life in your own strength or trying to do it in your own strength, because you're going to fail. You're going to fail miserably. The resurrection proves that there is no situation in your life that is too hopeless. There's no problem that's too big for God. God is in the resurrection business. It's the power to change your life, to cancel out your past, change you in the present, give you a new identity to live in and out of, and empower you for every day of the future. Now, what I want to do now is I want to give everybody an opportunity here. Everyone in this room an opportunity. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, and you're just listening to what I'm saying, and you're listening to these songs that we're singing, and you're like, man, I want that. I want that. They've encountered something. They've experienced something. They have this faith in God and what He's done for them. I want that. It's changed their life. We could sit up here for hours, testimony and story and story and testimony after story about God changing our lives in this room. And so I want to offer this moment to you, because none of us is promised tomorrow, and you're going to want to make things right with God. You're not going to want to spend eternity without Him. And today, God offers you a new start. He offers you the canceling out of your past, the canceling out of how you identify yourself or how other people have identified you. And He offers you power to face every situation and problem and issue that's going to happen in the future. And what the Bible says, that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, not just your Savior, but your Lord, the one you live for, you give your life to, you serve Him. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and your Savior, and you believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, it's that simple. It's that simple that you will be saved. It's that simple. So I want everybody to just bow your heads for a moment. Just lower your heads and close your eyes. And I'm going to give you this opportunity right now. If that's you this morning, and you want to make a decision today, you want to receive this gift, this invitation. This is an invitation from the God of the universe. It's inviting you to experience life in all of its fullness. It's still going to be a hard and difficult life, but he's going to give you the power, resurrection power, to face it all. To have joy in the midst of turmoil, peace, comfort, strength. This is God who loves you. This is the God who loves you. This is the hope that stands before you. And so if you've never asked Jesus into your life and you want to do so today, with everybody's heads lowered and everybody's eyes closed, would you just raise up your hand, lift up your hand in the air? If that's you, if you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, amen. Amen. Anybody else? Today, you know that God is drawing you to himself. God is calling you with a gentle, loving voice. Child, the one that I created. You can put your hands down. Anybody else? Or maybe you haven't, maybe once upon a time you gave your heart to the Lord, and recently you haven't been walking with him and you haven't been following him. To be honest, if you were honest with yourself and God, you have not been living the way he wants you to. And you're frustrated because you don't have the power to live it. If that's you and you want a refreshing today, just slip up your hand. And if you're here today, you can take your hand, put your hands down. If you're here today and Jesus has been your Savior, he's been your Lord, but you know right now that there's an area of your life where you need to see the resurrection power of God evident. If there's an area, I want you just to present that to him right now. In your space, right there, with your closed eyes and your heart turned to him. Say, God, here's this area and this area. In this area, in this area, in this area, I need you to do the impossible, God. I'm believing in faith that you can, and I'm asking you right now, God, to do the impossible, for your resurrection power to be made evident in this area. And so what we're going to do now is we're going to pray. I'm just going to lead you through prayer, and why don't you, everybody, just repeat after me, and this is going to be a prayer in which you're going to ask Jesus into your life. And your life's going to be changed forever. And so why don't you just repeat after me? Say, Heavenly Father, I thank you. I recognize that I'm a sinner. But what you did on the cross through Jesus erases all my sin. I believe that he is my Savior. And I believe that you raised him from the dead. And I ask you now to identify me as one of your own. Take my life, every area of my life, and let me see your resurrection power. My whole life is yours from this moment on. Help me by the power of your Spirit to live for you each and every day. I thank you, God. Praise you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen and amen. Amen. No.